Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Yesterday.
That was fun.
I wish I didn't know, and then said I'll be listening tomorrow for Dirty Work. Thanks, Mayor. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Her name's Mary.
Thank you, Mary. And everybody listening on the Odyssey app this morning, thanks for listening as well. I know we had problems with that yesterday, but I think they got
it. Yeah, like all day yesterday it wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
So. Oh, boy.
But we fixed it. We paid our bill.
Oh, good. Is that
the hipsters are turning the wheels again.
That's all it took. All right, we have Dirty Work to do in a minute. We'll get to that. Also coming up in about 20, we've got E on the Z.
Jason Derulo got into a brawl in Vegas, and the one thing that tipped him off to get into that fight is crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts. But first, Dirty Work Wednesday brought to you by Gordon Zedd, attorney at law. Get your dirty work handled at zedlaw.com.
Z104. Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so the guy that I'm dating, his name is Matt. We've been together for a little over a month, and we're not technically in a relationship, but we're pretty much exclusive, and we haven't used the whole boyfriend-girlfriend terms yet.
Okay.
So, my New Year's Eve at his place. We had some friends over. We hosted a little party, nothing big, and I ended up staying the night there.
Oh, okay. And did you ring in the new year the way I hope you did?
Actually, we rang it in a couple times.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Well done. If that doesn't get 2022 off to a good start, I don't know what will.
Well, it's actually funny you say that, because when I woke up the next morning, I had a text message on my phone number from a number that I didn't recognize. And I'm just kind of reading it out loud to myself, and it says, "Hey, Happy New Year. I just wanted to let you know that I gave Matt until the end of the year to let you know that he's been messing around with the both of us. But it looks like he never told you about me. So I'm letting you know now so you won't feel completely blindsided. He's been lying to the both of us, and now you know. Sorry you had to find out this way, Ashley."
Wow. Okay. Ugh. Well, I take it back. That is not the way to start off a new year.
So, was he next to you in bed when you got this message?
No, he was gone already.
Did you have a chance to show it to him?
Oh, of course. I immediately texted the whole thing to him, and he called me back and was like, "That's a girl from work. We hooked up shortly after I just met you, and I dumped her because she turned out to be a psycho. You know, like, yada, yada. She's still a psycho and told me she was going to pay me back for what I did, and this is just her trying to break us up so that she can get revenge on me."
Okay. And do we believe this?
That's kind of why I'm stuck in the middle. He came back over later and told me about this girl, and I guess she's seriously psycho or something. And he said he learned his lesson the hard way. He said that after he tried to break things off with her, she tried doing this whole fake pregnancy thing on him, and he found out that she was lying. So it definitely sounds like she's kind of messed up.
But there's still a percentage of your brain thinking, what if she's telling the truth?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of person waits around until New Year's and then goes, okay, I think I'll send a random text to this girl I've never met and completely ruin her relationship.
Yeah, that part sounds kind of psychotic to me as well.
Yeah, I definitely think she's crazy. I just don't know if she's lying.
I gotcha. Well, listen, you said you got the text on your phone from her, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have her number. You obviously have Loverboy's number. Why don't we text them both and have them call each other? Then you can listen in. We'll start the first dirty work of the year as a three-way. What do you say?
That's cool with me.
So, because what this will do, Jess, is you'll get to hear the two of them talk to each other, but neither of them will know you're secretly listening, too. If you want to hear the absolute truth, like, this is the best way to do it. Trust me. So here's what we'll do. We'll get the phone numbers of each person. Natalia, I'll text Psycho Girl.
Okay.
You text the boyfriend.
Or the
not technically a boyfriend yet. Jessica, what is your man's name?
It's Matt.
Okay. So Natalia, you text Matt. I'll text Psycho Girl. And then we each say, you know, I need to talk to you for a sec so we can settle this once and for all. Stay by your phone. And then Natalia, you sign yours from Ashley. I'll sign mine from Matt. And let's see. If we send those quickly now, we can call them both when we come back next. We're calling Ashley, and we're also calling Matt at the same time. Hopefully, they both answer, and hopefully, what they both think is that each one of them is calling the other.
Each other.
That's the idea on paper. Sometimes this works. Sometimes it doesn't. There you go. Do not misdial, by the way. We have to start the whole thing over.
I won't.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, I only have a few minutes. I'm opening today. So whatever it is you want to say, just say whatever you want to say.
What did you want to say?
I already said all I wanted to say. I think it's completely f***ed up what you did. You say you love me, you do anything for me, then you go and stab me in the f***ing back.
I gave you plenty of time. I told you what I was going to do.
No. You said you were going to let me handle it. Then you went ahead and screwed everything up. This is what I'm talking about when you say you don't trust me.
How am I supposed to trust you when you're messing around with somebody else at the same time as me?
Same time as me? We're not together anymore. I don't know how many times I have to tell you that.
Oh, so you can hook up with me, but we're not together then. Is that what you want?
Look, you giving me a blob obviously drunk is not us hooking up. It was a mistake. A huge one.
Well, you should have told your little girlfriend that you made that mistake then.
She's not my girlfriend. She's just a girl that I'm seeing. So I hate to wreck your plans, but the whole text message thing didn't even do anything. So she doesn't even care.
Well, that's a lie. First of all, I did care. Second of all, I thought I was pretty much your girlfriend. But I guess that was a lie, too. So do you want to tell me exactly when this big mistake you made happened?
Oh, wow. Wow, great. So this is how it is now? What are you guys, best friends or something? You're all going to conference call on me? You're teaming up on me now?
Don't look at me. I didn't even know she was listening.
Yeah, I'm sure. So she just magically happened to appear in this conversation then?
Well, actually, Matt, we made that happen, not Ashley.
Who's that now?
This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. We've got Ashley and Jessica on the phone with us.
Oh, f***ing great. I hope you guys have a f***ing great time together. You guys enjoy all this. I'm f***ing late for work.
Okay. It looks like Matt took the cowardly way out. Do we still have both ladies on? Jess, are you still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Ashley, are you still on with us? Okay, so Ashley, the text you sent to Jessica, how much of that was actually true?
All of it.
Okay, so you guys have been messing around then?
No, not all the time, but occasionally. Well, when was the last time? Because he said it was when we just met each other.
Oh, no, the last time was at the work Christmas party. That was when we messed around in the supply closet, actually.
Loving the supply closet. Supplies! So,
So was the part about him being drunk true? Was he drunk when it happened?
It was a party. Everyone was a little drunk. But he drove home after, so I don't think he was that drunk. Mm. Did he kiss you? What? Did he kiss you? Well, yeah, he did a lot of stuff.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Thank you.
Is Jessica gone as well? Probably to go burn down Matt's apartment or something. Ashley, thanks for helping us get to the bottom of everything, I guess.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
So when am I gonna hear this on the radio?
Tomorrow morning around 7 a.m.
Okay, and what station will it be on?
Z104.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
No, thank you. Hey, real quick, before we let you go, though, kind of a random question, but do you consider yourself to be like a little psycho sometimes when it comes to relationships?
I think all women are sometimes a little psycho.
Oh boy, not the answer I expected. Okay, thanks a lot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.